The United States of America has always been viewed as land of the free, home of the brave, and a tremendous opportunity. I believe America is still viewed this way, but in other short, land of the free and obese and lazy. In just the past century alone, a gigantic change has occurred in America's eating habits and food. Food has been blown into huge proportions and has at the same time diminished in nutritional value. Therefore, American citizens are overstuffing themselves with unhealthy food. This wouldn't be such a problem if everyone wasn't so lazy and actually used energy they're supplying their bodies with. I believe that the problem is that everything has been so revolutionized in our American economy that there's no need to put forth any unnecessary energy, much less movement. Everything is communicated through the phone, which has become accessible anywhere and at any time, or by computer. This takes up the part of ever actually having to have an face-to-face interactive conversation with another person. If you throw this, the use of the internet and of cell phones, along with the television, there's hardly a reason to even leave your house. Everything is readily accessible by the click of a button. You can order anything off the internet, from so-called food to a car. You can even have a well-paying job staying at home on the internet. Cars are another thing. Americans don't even walk anywhere, much less have the incentive to actually exercise. Cars are extremely accessible and can go anywhere. This brings up the fact that when driving, you're often tempted by unhealthy, accessible, and fast food that's found along every street and corner. Whether or not this food is actually a meal, they're being used by Americans as snacks all the time. Fast food is jam-packed with quickly cooked and over-processed carbohydrates, which is so inexpensive and easy to get that Americans have no problem buying at any time, especially since most fast food restaurants are open late and sometimes 24/7. While the world's food is getting better, diet is getting worse. Consumers want contradictory things. They want their food tasty, cheap, and convenient, but they want to be healthy too, all of which point in completely the opposite direction. This is partly because food is an emotional, as well as economic issue. Everyone spends their time on the computer, on a cell phone, or if they do decide to go out to the real world, they drive. All this intake of unnourishing, unhealthy food, and none of its energy use, equals the fat and lazy people. No one goes to museums or parks, or goes to see the natural beauty that our nation's land actually has to offer anymore. I believe that if this is the type of the 21st century people, then we don't stand a chance. Why spend all your time on the phone, watching TV, or on the internet, buying material things, when that's just it? All you're doing is buying material things, and spending your time doing useless things that are wasting your time. By ignoring your nation's natural things and natural history, nothing will ever be achieved that's worth saying you did. There's a famous quote that says if you don't learn from history, it will repeat itself. And I firmly believe in every word. I believe that in order to stop this epidemic, America and the American citizens I believe in must either take it upon themselves or be forced to make the needed changes in their daily lives and routines by the government making regulations. I also believe that if we don't have some major and drastic improvements in not only American eating habits, but in laziness every citizen is exposed to, then America will continue to become an obese and lazy nation.